Patient name, Gabriella, spelled G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-A. Last name, Venegas, V-E-N-E-G-A-S. Date of birth, 5/16/17. Date of service, 4/3/23. This is a five-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in today related to an earache, more on the left side than the right, but she states her ears have been bothering her for some time now. Mom is not giving any medications for relief. She wanted her to be evaluated here today. No associated nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No high fevers. No cough or congestion. Period in a paragraph. Symptoms better with rest, worse on activity. Period in a paragraph. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Vital signs, blood pressure 103 over 66, pulse 97, respiration 16, temperature 98.5, oxygenation 99% on room air. Current weight 74 pounds. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history, negative for any secondhand smoke. Lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Period. New paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She interacts well through the exam today. She answers all of my questions well. She doesn't seem to be apprehensive about me examining her. Mom is in the room with us, of course. Period in the paragraph, eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light, ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema, left is worse than right, oral pharyngeal area, minimal erythema, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation. A remainder of exam, unremarkable. Period in the paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute otitis media. Patient will be given amoxicillin 400 per 5 ml, 10 ml, POBID, 10 days, number 200 ml. Period in the paragraph, she used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Monitor symptoms, and mom will either call or return to clinic with her if needed. Period in the paragraph, next patient. Isabella, spelled I-S-A-B-E-L-L-A. Last name, Venegas, V-E-N-E-G-A-S. Date of birth, 12/17/14. Date of service, 4/3/23. This is an 8-year-old little girl with complaint of burning upon urination. She did have an episode of vomiting over the weekend, as well as fever and some flank pain. The flank pain has resolved at this point. She does have some residual discomfort when she urinates. Nothing that she states is very bad. Period in the paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 110 over 65, pulse 98, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 100% on room air. Current weight 69 pounds, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history, lives with mom, dad, and siblings. Period in the paragraph. Labs today included a urinalysis. On the urine, she does show moderate amount of blood. Period in the paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She doesn't appear to be in any distress. She seems very pleasant. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipodynopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds are present and within normal limits. She is not tender over the flank areas as well. Period in the paragraph. Assessment and plan. Urinary tract infection, hematuria. Patient will be given Keflex. 250 per 5 ml, 10 ml, BID, 10 days, number 200 ml, period, new paragraph. This patient, we will also send out for a urine culture. Results will be in back here in 3 days, period, new paragraph. Plan of care reviewed with the mom. I've answered all her questions today. Plenty of fluids and plenty of rest.